Doctors, hospitals, and health insurance companies in California will be limited to annual price increases of 3% starting in 2029 under a new rule state regulators approved on Wednesday. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The money Californians spent on health care went up about 5.4% each year for the past two decades. Democrats who control California's government say that's too much, especially since most people's income increased just 3% each year over the same time period. Arizona doctors could give their patients abortions in California under a proposal announced Wednesday by Governor Gavin Newsom to circumvent a ban on nearly all abortions in the neighboring state. It would apply only to doctors licensed in good standing in Arizona and their patients and last only through the end of November. Arizona's 1864 law banning all abortions except if the woman's life is in jeopardy would take effect June 8th. Newsom joined the California Legislative Women's Caucus and advocates to announce the proposal. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Protesters continue to occupy Siemens Hall and Nelson Hall East at Cal Poly Humboldt. Campus will now be closed through at least Sunday. Work and instruction continue to be remote. The university making various contingency plans, including possibly keeping campus closed beyond that. The occupation of the hall causes operational challenges, requiring the closure of other facilities. Also, the occupation, say officials, is having a negative impact on other students trying to complete classes at the end of the semester. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.